Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. God's Bankers by Gerald Posner is an investigative history of the Vatican's modern financial world, centered on the Institute for the Works of Religion, commonly called the Vatican Bank. Posner traces how a tiny sovereign entity became entangled with big banking, global politics, and organized crime, especially during the Cold War and the upheavals of post-war Italy. The book follows key figures inside and outside the church, including influential prelates, financiers, regulators, and power brokers who shaped the bank's culture and public reputation. It also explores recurring themes of secrecy, sovereignty, and accountability. What a religious institution owes to its spiritual mission versus what it must do to operate in international markets. Written for general readers, the narrative connects complex financial mechanisms to real-world consequences, showing how decisions made in hidden offices can trigger scandals, investigations, and institutional reforms that echo far beyond Vatican walls. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins of the Vatican Bank and the logic of sovereignty. A central topic is why the Vatican built a modern financial apparatus in the first place and how its unique political status influenced every later controversy. The book situates the Vatican Bank's development within the realities of governing a small sovereign state that still needed to manage donations, property, payroll, and international transfers. Posner emphasizes how sovereignty can be both a shield and a temptation. The Vatican's independence offered protection from certain national regulators, while also creating gray zones where standard oversight was harder to apply. This topic helps readers understand why secrecy became normalized, and why the institution often responded to scrutiny with legal and diplomatic arguments rather than purely managerial ones. The narrative explains how church governance, institutional culture, and the desire to safeguard resources could align with modern banking tools, creating a hybrid organization that was neither a typical commercial bank nor a simple charitable treasury. By framing the Vatican Bank as an institution shaped by history, treaties, and internal priorities, the book provides context for later events that might otherwise look like isolated scandals. Secondly, money, influence, and Cold War strategy. Another major thread is the intersection of Vatican finance with geopolitical power, particularly during the Cold War. Posner describes how anti-communism, diplomatic outreach, and the need to support church operations behind the Iron Curtain created incentives to move money quickly and discreetly across borders. This environment rewarded networks of trusted intermediaries, sometimes blurring the line between strategic necessity and risky financial behavior. The book explores how relationships with governments, intelligence-linked actors, and sympathetic financiers could amplify Vatican influence while also increasing exposure to manipulation. Readers see how a religious institution could become an important node in broader political struggles, not only through public diplomacy, but also through financial channels that rarely appear in official histories. This topic illustrates a recurring tension. Actions justified as protecting the church or supporting believers could simultaneously create opportunities for corruption, conflicts of interest, or reputational damage. By connecting financial decisions to global ideological battles, the book makes clear that Vatican banking controversies cannot be understood solely as technical failures, but also as products of an era when money, politics, and morality were tightly interwoven. Thirdly, the rise of shadowy partners and the cost of blurred boundaries. Posner devotes significant attention to the Vatican Bank's relationships with outside financiers and institutions that promised high returns, discretion, or privileged access. This topic highlights how informal alliances can become a substitute for robust governance, especially when personal trust and clerical authority carry more weight than transparent controls. The book discusses how financial operators in Italy's turbulent post-war economy could move between legitimate banking, political patronage, and criminal ecosystems, and how the Vatican's need for specialized expertise made it vulnerable to such figures. A key lesson here is the danger of blurred boundaries. When a bank's mission is not purely commercial, decision makers may rationalize unusual structures, offshore arrangements, or opaque transactions as exceptional but necessary. Over time, exceptional practices can become habitual, increasing the odds of scandal and legal exposure. This topic also underlines reputational contagion. Even if some actors pursue their own agendas, association alone can draw the Vatican into investigations and public outrage. By tracing how these partnerships formed and escalated, the book shows how institutional shortcuts often produce long-term costs that dwarf any short-term financial gain. Fourthly, scandals, investigations, and the struggle for accountability. A fourth topic is how controversies around the Vatican Bank erupted into public scandals and official inquiries, revealing the difficulty of enforcing accountability across borders and within a sovereign religious institution. Posner outlines the collision between church internal processes, Italian and international legal systems, and media scrutiny. This section illustrates how investigations can be slowed or complicated by jurisdictional disputes, diplomatic sensitivities, and institutional defensiveness, even when external pressure is intense. The book portrays accountability as more than a legal question. It is also cultural, involving who has the authority to ask questions, what information is considered permissible to disclose, and how blame is assigned when systems fail. Readers are shown how narratives compete during scandal, with some voices emphasizing persecution or misunderstanding, while others emphasize mismanagement or wrongdoing. This topic also clarifies why reform is difficult. Reforms threaten entrenched interests, challenge long-standing habits of discretion, and require expertise that institutions sometimes lack. By focusing on investigations and their aftermath, the book helps readers see how financial crises become moral and political crises, testing credibility as much as solvency. Lastly, reform efforts and the ongoing tension between mission and modern finance. The final major topic is the recurring cycle of reform attempts and the enduring conflict between a spiritual mission and the demands of modern compliance. Posner examines how leadership changes, public pressure, and regulatory expectations push the Vatican toward stronger controls, clearer governance, and greater transparency. This topic explains that reform is not a single event but a process. Policies must be implemented, audited, and defended against internal resistance and external skepticism. The book shows why reforms often arrive after crises, when reputational harm forces action, and why partial measures can fail if they do not address incentives, oversight structures, and the culture of secrecy. It also explores the practical challenge of aligning religious goals, such as safeguarding donations and funding charitable work, with contemporary anti-money laundering standards and international banking norms. For readers, the value of this topic lies in its broader applicability. Any mission-driven institution that handles large sums faces similar risks when governance lags behind operational complexity. The narrative encourages reflection on what ethical finance requires, not only in principle, but in systems, controls, and leadership accountability. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in investigative history, modern Catholic institutional life, and the ways money quietly shapes power. It will also appeal to those who follow major financial scandals or want to understand how governance breaks down when secrecy, authority, and high-stakes international transactions mix. The benefit to the reader is a clearer framework for evaluating institutional credibility. Posner's account emphasizes that good intentions are not enough, and that ethical outcomes depend on structures such as oversight, transparency, and enforceable accountability. Readers can apply these lessons to nonprofits, corporations, and governments, where similar dynamics appear whenever leaders treat exceptional rules as normal. Compared with many books that focus mainly on theology, personalities, or sensational headlines, God's Bankers distinguishes itself by tying the Vatican's financial controversies to historical context and systemic incentives, helping readers see cause and effect rather than isolated drama. It is worth buying for its accessible synthesis of complex events and its reminder that institutions with moral authority still face real-world operational risks that must be managed with professional rigor. If you would like to support Gerald Posner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.